You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to our show tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope all of you are doing well today. So there's a lot of excitement, at least through the U.S. We have a solar eclipse happening in about 4 days. And there's not going to be another solar eclipse in the U.S. for like 20 years after that. We've already had, well, this will be the second one because I believe it was 2017, August of 17, or maybe it was 18. I can't remember. But it was a solar eclipse and it went right through Portland. And I got to experience that. And it was absolutely incredible. I can't even like describe the feeling when the sun and the moon are in complete alignment and that total solar eclipse happens. There is just the most bizarre feeling and energy vibration that the sun really interrupts between the moon and the earth. It was almost like sometimes if your hearing gets muffled, or sometimes if you have your ears are plugged up, right? And it's almost like you're hearing people underwater, or if you have maybe you have noise canceling earphones or something like that and people are talking to you, it's that same strange vibration, right? And it was really a fantastic experience. I was so blessed that I got to experience that with my daughter. And the way that the energy felt, the way that when you tried to talk to somebody, it was like, it was that muffled feeling. Of course, everything had this ominous, weird kind of dark glow to it. When it came into full totality. And it lasted, I actually don't know how long it lasted, 30 seconds, maybe a minute. It wasn't really that long, maybe 2 minutes. But it was enough to feel the different vibration going on. So, and it was a very intense energy, a big pull. So, right now, we're already starting to feel the effects of that solar eclipse. And, I don't know how many of you out there are feeling it, but things have been a little bit strained this week. It feels like issues are coming up. So if you're having things, come up in really big ways, right? It could be something with your family, it could be with your job, it could be money matters, right? It could be whatever that is that needs to come up. And I found it was a really interesting quote as I was looking into solar eclipses and astrology. And it says, eclipses are known for their ability to illuminate matters that need to be worked on. So if there's something coming up in your world right now that you're just like, wow, this is really intense, it's coming up for a reason, right? It's coming up for you to look at it a little bit harder and say, okay, what do I need to work on with this? What do I need to heal around it? What do I need to clear? So it's always coming up for a reason. And you have to be able to dissect that and look into that reason and figure out why it is continuing to come up. But especially during times like this, where we have full moons, super moons, or even these eclipses, they just have an intense energy about them. And it affects all of us, right? Just that energy pull and the shift and the polarization that we're feeling here on Earth. So take a look at what some of these things are that are coming up for you. And maybe you need to take a look at them and say, what is it that needs to be released, right? Maybe it's something that you've been hanging on to for a while and you're finally ready to let it go. And a lot of times when issues come up for us in the forefront, it's time. You're really ready to let them go. And it's amazing when you are ready to let things go, that immense satisfaction, that feeling of just that feeling of lightness, right? That all of those things have, you know, have left, have, you know, have been resolved. And so it's really important that when these things come up, you pay attention. Because if you don't pay attention, they're going to continue to come up until you do something about them. And that's the magical thing, if you want to call it that, about the universe, is these matters will continue to come up until it's time for us to let them go. And usually it's perfect timing, it's divine timing to be able to let them all go. You've transformed, you've changed, right? And it's an old part of you that no longer serves you anymore. And so it's easier to let that go. So whenever you're seeing some of these things come up, do take a look at them and see if you can, see if you are ready to release them and let them go. Because it really is an amazing feeling. It's very freeing to be able to let go of some of those things. So I don't know what part of the U.S. that you're in. I know there's people, I've heard there's people coming in, from Europe to look at the solar eclipse and get a view of it. So wherever you are, and if you're near it, I do hope that you get to experience it, because it really is a very magical, magical thing. Definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm hoping that the weather will clear up here in the Portland area, because we should see a part of the eclipse if we can break through all of the clouds. So we'll see if we get that lucky. I'll have a report next week and let you know. Right now, we are going to head over to the phone lines. We have Beth in Louisiana. Good evening, Beth, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Not bad. What can I do for you this evening?
I'm just kind of wondering about my relationship with my girlfriend. Where's it going? And my financial state, is things going to get any better for me? Because I've been unemployed. I've been without a car. It's just been terrible.
Okay. All right. When you say your girlfriend, is this a love interest or is this a good friend?
Yes. Yes, it's my girlfriend. My significant other.
Your significant other. Okay. Well, perfect. Beth, give me just a moment here to kind of tune in to see what messages are coming through. And there'll be a little moment of silence as I do that, and then I'll be right back with you. Okay?
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Beth. What I'm seeing right now is there is a necessity to be able to be flexible and to bend. I just kept seeing like this stick and this bending in this stick. And it almost feels like there, as far as you and your partner, it feels like there is a trust issue going on right now, or maybe a lack of trust. It just feels like someone's standing over in the corner going, what's going on? And so what is it about this relationship that is not malleable, that is not bending or giving way to something? Because that's the feeling that I'm getting here.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
It feels like somebody's standing very firm-footed. And not really wanting to bend or to be flexible. It's almost like someone's like bowing their back and saying, not doing that right now.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
Hold on just a minute. Let me see what else they're bringing through. Just a moment. So again, I'm feeling like there's this thing about trust, and not trust in a way of like there's infidelity or something like that. There's a trust issue of like maybe a broken promise, something that was said and never followed through. And so there's this feeling of, okay, wait a minute. What happened to whatever that was that we were talking about? That,
right?
You know, there was no follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of this. That's where this bowing of the back is coming from.
Okay.
And it feels like it's coming from your partner, not so much coming from you.
Yeah, like she's like she told me she would do something and she didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So I'm seeing this image of like, you know, falling down. That goes back to the whole thing of not following through, right? You're kind of falling.
Uh-huh.
That image of
falling. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So there needs to be some discussion around this about, you know, how to change that. I think this is going to be a good conversation. I don't think this is something that it's like there's a misstep, or there's something going on her end that's giving her this heaviness, this feeling of you know, misstepping, right? So there's something going on in her life that she's trying to understand and trying to digest. And it's almost like she's not paying attention in life, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's the simple things that are flying by and you're like, wait a minute, what just happened there, right?
Right.
How did you not see that?
Mm-hmm. It's called prescription drugs. That's how she doesn't see it.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that's what causes the falling, and that's what our main thing is. It's our main problem.
Yeah. So there needs to be some realization that there's an issue, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that hasn't been realized yet. And that's a hard place to be, I know. But it's a matter of being able to get her to realize that there is something going on and that there is an issue and try to get some help with that.
Before it's too late.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's really hard for families going through this to be able to navigate mm-hmm. on their own. They really need some intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And really need some help. So, I feel like this is like the beginning. It's like the beginning of it. So it's something that can be easily corrected and turned around if the right intervention is found. Okay. But it's about getting that person to understand and bring
and
to their attention.
Because she's got brain damage. She's got brain damage from an auto accident where she was hit head on by an 18-wheeler. So she's okay. Not like she's not brain dead. Okay, she's got a little
yes.
bit of brain damage.
Sure.
So that kind of, you know, if a doctor says to do this, then she's okay with doing that. You know, but it's not right.
Right. Right. So is her doctor aware of the situation?
I don't know that she's fully aware of it. She does know that she abuses her medication. Supposedly she knows, and she went to the doctor today, and I can't even go with her anymore because it just, when I know the day before she gets her medicine filled, it's just it's huge. It makes me change because I know what I'm going to have to deal with for the next 5 to 7 days. And,
yes.
I don't hate seeing her like that. And, it just, I don't know, but she sent a text message earlier and said we need to talk about what her doctor had to say today.
Yeah.
So maybe she does know. Maybe that's, maybe her doctor finally caught on. I don't know. This has been going on for 10 plus years. It's been going about 11
okay.
years. And nobody has
okay.
ever freaking made her realize what's been going on and what she's been doing herself except for me. And I've stood firm on what I believe and what I see and what I know.
Right. It feels like the doctor might be catching on and might be putting the brakes on a little bit. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking
yes,
to see somebody go through that. And of course, you have to realize too, from your own self-preservation, that they have to be willing to get the help, right?
Yes, ma'am. I've come to realize that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, you can only intervene so much. And then at that point, you have to be able to let them walk that path of their life, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's when you have to choose, do you continue to walk with them or do you step away, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's where I'm at.
For your own health, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a very hard decision for someone
mm-hmm.
to decide whether to stay or to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Let me see what else. Your guides and your loved ones are showing me that you have been super strong through this entire process. And you've stuck it in there longer than anybody else would. And they want you to realize just to realize that fact in general, okay? And if you choose to walk away, that you can't be hard on yourself for deciding that. Because if you decide that, you're going to be deciding for you. And you are an important piece in this whole, you know, relationship. So they want you, they're recognizing and wanting you to recognize that you really have done your very best in this.
Yep.
You were asking about your financial situation. I just, it's kind of blurry to me right now. It feels like they're working on the other side for you on something, but it's not, it's not visible to me, at this very moment. You know, maybe if you were to ask me tomorrow, the answer might be different, but in this moment right now, it's like there's this white shield in front of me and I can't see past that. So what they're showing me is that they're working on things for you behind the scenes and they have not yet, you know, they have not yet come to fruition. So to be patient as they are working on this for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can answer for you this evening?
No, ma'am, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. Next, we have Kimberly in Ontario, Canada. Good evening, Kimberly, and welcome to your time to shine.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. What can I do for you?
I would like to know what the universe has in store for me for love. Anything that the universe has for me would be great to know.
Okay, perfect. Let me take just a moment here and tune in to see what they have to say, and then I'll be right back with you. And there'll be a little moment of silence as I'm doing that, okay?
Thank you.
Kimberly, have you just recently gone through a heartbreak, a breakup, or maybe there was a date that you thought was going to go well that didn't go so well? They're just showing me that recently you've had some tough times there. But what they're showing me is to, you know, what they're saying is, okay, let's do this. Pull up your pants, get back on the horse, and here we go again. So whatever that was that you went through, they're saying, don't let that discourage you, okay? Because there's a much brighter future ahead. This was something that you had to go through.
It was about 6 months ago in my relationship.
Okay. They said this, you had to go through that process in order for you to realize what it is that you really, really needed and wanted out of a relationship. And they're saying it's about a compassionate side of you. Not exactly sure what that means. Maybe you do. But they said that it's about really learning about who you are on the inside and outside, and knowing what it is that you truly deserve is what they're saying. And know that you are willing and deserving of that really good relationship. Because that the last relationship you had was really tough. It was really tough and it kind of wore you down. And so they're saying, you know now what it is that you do not want in a relationship, right? And so bringing all the things in that you do want, and it's going to come. It will come down the road. They're saying to look deep inside within you and find out what you need right now, because maybe what you need right now is really just a short break. Okay. To be able to look at yourself and to be able to heal and to be able to do some self-care for yourself. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I've been doing it for the last 20 years. So okay. I don't know how long I have to keep going. I've been dating anybody for 4 years, and then I dated someone for 3 months, and then I've been off for since May, and still nothing.
Okay. They're saying
there's that one person.
They're showing me actually that there's not just one person for you. There's a couple people out there. And so, to allow yourself to be open to what that may be. What they're showing me is that there's almost a little bit of a fear of finding the right one, because then it's going to be taken away. Right. And so to remind yourself that you are deserving of having that person come into your life and really understanding that deep within. Because you are deserving for all of the happiness that should come to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see like it coming in the next 6 months, or?
I feel like there's somebody coming in the next few months. Yes. Maybe even sooner than the 6 months. So. And Kimberly, we're coming down to the last couple seconds of our show. So I have to say good night. And I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I hope it's been helpful.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for me, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Enjoy your week, and we will see you again next week. Yeah.